Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on the subject of knowing the ways of the Lord. And we've talked about the principles of knowing the ways of the Lord, how Jesus is the way through His Word with a meek spirit and the fear of the Lord, and being instructed and making the commitment that I'm going to walk in the ways of truth. And when you choose His way, He'll make you to understand. When you lift up your soul to Him, acknowledge Him, and you give your heart unto Him and make a commitment to hear and do the Word, and you listen to what God tells you to do and you be obedient to Him, you will know the ways of the Lord. And of course, we're to keep the ways of the Lord, which occurs as we get ourselves in the Word. We spend time making the decision that I'm going to command my house after the ways of God. I'm going to do what He says. I'm going to keep the Word in my mouth. I'm going to be obedient to what He tells me to do. I'm not going to depart from His ways. I've committed my way to the Lord, and I'm going to follow His steps, and I'm going to watch my mouth. I'm going to not sin with my tongue, keep a bridle over my mouth. I'm taking heed to my way. I'm going to cleanse myself. I'm going to keep the Word before me, and I'm going to hate every false way, and I'm pondering the path of my feet. As you learn to receive His correction and go in the way of understanding, let your steps be directed by the Lord. God's leading you in a way of holiness where there's no uncleanness. And if you learn to hearken and turn from evil way, God will forgive you. He'll be favorable to you, and you'll repent and turn from judgments coming upon us. Amend, make well and right our ways and doings, and then God will bring His blessings upon us. Well, today we're going to talk about scriptures that point out the wrong way, and these are things, of course, which we do not want to do. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 12, God looked on the earth, and He saw it was corrupt. Why? Because all flesh had corrupted His way upon the earth. That tells you something. Flesh will always cause you to corrupt your way. And when we think about this in a New Testament sense, God says, walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. God wants you to walk according to the Spirit, which is the way of the Word. The flesh is after your own feelings, after your own ways. When you walk after the flesh, you're at enmity against God, or actually an enemy, and you will corrupt your way because it is not the narrow, straight way. Remember, broad is the way that leads to destruction. In Exodus 32, if they corrupted themselves, and then what happened? They turned quickly aside out of the way which God commanded them. It's amazing how people can get off track, corrupt themselves, and then turn aside so quickly out of the way of the Lord and backslide. Don't let that happen to you. You know, the devil's just out there. He's looking. He stalks you. He's looking, waiting for your soul to get place in your life. That's why if you'll commit to walk in God's way and don't corrupt yourself by walking in sin or yielding to the flesh, instead walk in the way of God. Otherwise, as just as they turned quickly aside, that can happen to anybody if you yield to the area of sin. In Numbers 21, verse 4 through 6, it talks about how they were walking in the way of the Lord, and the soul, the people, was much discouraged because of the way. You know, some people get discouraged because of the fact that they have a lot of enemies they got to overcome. Some people get discouraged because it's not an easy way. Some people get discouraged because they don't see God do what they want, when they want, how they want it. That shows that they have a wrong attitude. Remember, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. The god of this world is Satan, and he is at work to bring destruction in people's lives who will yield to temptation and follow in the ways of sin. We've got to overcome. We are going to have to deal with the enemies. You're going to have pressure from the enemy as you hear and do the Word of God. Don't be discouraged. You're going to have to deal with the enemies. In the Old Testament, they had to deal with the enemies. In the New Testament, they had to deal with the enemies. And, of course, our enemy is a spiritual enemy, the devil and the demonic spirits that work through for him and against us. Don't be discouraged because of the way. Don't ever let the devil bring this thought to you. It's too hard. That's a lie. God's way is a way that is right. It is a way that you can walk in. It is a narrow way. It is a way which takes commitment, and you can't do it in your own strength. You can only do it through the power of the Word of God. But you can walk in the way. Then these people got discouraged. Then they spoke against God. You know, I've seen lots of people, they get discouraged because they didn't see things happen the way they thought. You know, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. If we haven't seen God move in an area or something happen, it's because of a lack of knowledge or lack of understanding in some manner. Don't ever speak against God. That's the worst thing you can do. Not only they spoke against God, but they spoke against the man of God. That is a great mistake. What happened? They were loathing God's word. They didn't want to hear the word of God. But then that opened the door for the enemy, and the serpents came, and there was destruction. In Job 21, verse 14, here it talks about how they say to God, depart from us, we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Don't ever let that attitude get up before you. You should have a desire for all of the ways of God, to know his ways, to seek him diligently, because God's ways are right. His commandments are not grievous. His commandments lead to life. In Job 24:13, it says, they are those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. Don't let rebellion get a hold of you. Be yielded to God. Be obedient to him. Choose to obey what he tells you. When you obey, then you'll know the ways of the Lord. But if you rebel, then you'll not know the ways of the Lord, and you won't abide in his paths. Psalms 1:1 talks about how they walked in the way of sinners. We're not walking in the way of sinners. We're not going to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We're turning away from that. You know, the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly is going to perish. Make your decision. I'm walking in the ways of the Word. Psalms 95, verse 10, he talks about 40 years long, I was grieved with this generation. Why? He said it was a people that do err in their heart, and they've not known my ways. Don't let yourself err in your heart and not know the ways of the Lord. God wants you to know his ways, and you can know his ways if you'll commit to do them. And of course, what happened? They couldn't enter into the rest of God. They couldn't enter into the blessings. And this is over in the New Testament. They quote this in Hebrews chapter 3, where he said that they weren't to harden their hearts. They were to listen to his voice, and they were to not be like them. Don't be like those that were erring in their heart, that didn't know his ways, that wouldn't enter into his rest. He said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. Don't draw back in unbelief or doubt. Be a doer of the word and walk by faith. We're to exhort one another daily so you don't get hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. The devil wants to get you into sin, to deceive you, and get you hardened away from the things of God. Verse 14 of Hebrews 3 says, we're made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. You're going to be a partaker of Christ and enter into the blessings if you'll be steadfast doing what the Word says. Proverbs 2:13 talks about how they left the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. If you ever leave the path of the Word of God, you will automatically walk in the way of darkness. Don't go contrary to the Word. Be sure you think what the Word says. God's path is the shining light. It'll shine more and more to the perfect day. But the way of the wicked is darkness. In fact, when you're in the dark, you won't even know it what you stumble. A lot of times people don't even know it what they stumble because they have not been walking in the light. They've been walking in darkness. You've got to get in the Word. You've got to spend time in the Word. Keep the Word in your heart. Allow that Word to dwell in you richly. Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Don't be a fool and reject counsel that's in line with the Word of God. It says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. You know, man thinks that he's right in his own eyes. That's what the enemy uses to deceive us. We've always got to think about whether what we're thinking on, what we're speaking, what we're doing, what we're acting upon, the steps we're taking, are they in line with the Word of God or not? Remember, the way of transgressors is hard. We aren't going to walk in that way. We want to walk in the way that's going to bring forth victory. Proverbs 14:14 says, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. Don't be filled with your own ways. Be filled with the ways of God. And notice it said the backslider in heart. That shows the fact that his heart is not yielded to the Lord. He's filled with his own ways. Are you walking in God's ways? Or are you walking in your own ways? If you're walking in God's ways, then the good man will be satisfied. But if you're walking in your own ways, that actually shows a backsliding in heart. Proverbs 15:19, the way of the slothful man's a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. We don't want to be slothful, otherwise you're going to have all kinds of problems. Be diligent to do what he says. Proverbs 16:2, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Don't be deceived and think that everything you do is clean in your own eyes. You can be deceived so easily. Thorns and snares in the way of the froward, but if we'll keep the word of God, if we'll keep our soul, we'll be far from the thorns and the snares. Don't walk in the way that's wrong. Do what the word says in your life. Over in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2, he says, I've spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. Boy, this is an important principle for you. If you walk after your own thoughts instead of taking your thoughts captive and replacing them with the word of God, thinking on good things, you'll walk in a way that's not good. He said, this is a rebellious people which walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. Don't walk after your own thoughts. In fact, if you walk after your own thoughts and your own ways, that produces iniquity in you. We see this in Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. When everybody turned to their own way, it said that that was producing sin and iniquity in their life. And it goes on and says, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The iniquity that came from everyone walking in his own ways. Don't walk in a way that's after your own thoughts. Take your thoughts captive. Think on good things. Watch what you are hearing. In Jeremiah 10:2, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. Don't learn the way of the heathen. That's why you gotta watch what you watch on TV. You watch those things on TV, you'll learn the way of the heathen, the way of the world, the way that is destructive. You don't wanna learn the things that are of the world. You wanna learn the ways of God. You don't wanna learn to be rebellious and violent and angry and jealous and upset and so forth. You wanna learn the ways of God. To walk in the Spirit according to the Word of God. These are the wrong ways. We're going to walk in the right ways and be a hearer and a doer of God's Word, and He is going to bless us. Submit yourself to the Word, be a hearer and a doer of it, and God will bless you exceedingly. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.